Kevin. Kevin, you're just ridiculously stupid.
Welcome.
Is this Kevin?
Welcome back.
Yeah, man, how you doing? You good? I know you like that.
It's your boy KFC. Solo Dolo here on CCK for the next hour. Casey Smith is out. Carabas is on Spikes Up tour. Feidelberg has strep throat. So you got me flying solo for the next 60 minutes. Call me up if you want to get involved. 833-85-STOOL is the phone number. I could talk about any number of things. We can talk about crybaby Yankee fans. We can talk about Gun Girl getting quote-unquote bullied. Anything going on the internet right now, fair game. Let's get it. But I got to start last night with the debate. I don't do politics. I don't get political at all. I don't vote. I'm stupid. I'm uninformed. I'm uneducated. But goddamn, that debate was entertaining last night. I would be much more involved in politics if that shit was like a regular occurrence. And I guess it kind of is with Trump. I mean, that's how Trump fucking did what Trump did, was he annihilated people on the debates, made it like fun, quote unquote, and turned it into a goddamn game and turned it into just internet content. But last night, with all of those idiots on stage, and again, I say this as like I don't lean one way or the other. I'm a rational human, and I feel like most rational humans are kind of down the middle. So I don't mean idiots like, oh, these liberals, oh, these Democrats. I just mean everyone's a fucking idiot up on that stage. That was pure entertainment. Watching Mike Bloomberg get absolutely incinerated live on television was fucking awesome. And I'm a Bloombito guy. I'm a New Yorker. I actually thought, again, with no knowledge or background or information in politics, I always thought that Bloomberg would be a good candidate to run because he's got his own money. He can kind of remain independent, doesn't need to rely on, you know, lobbying and favors and money and all that shit. He can just fund it all himself. And to be honest, New York was pretty good under him. I mean, de Blasio has fucking undone everything he did, and the city sucks now. Prior to him, you know, Giuliani was doing his thing. But I feel like everybody was happy under Bloomberg in New York. I mean, other than his stupid war on sugar and soda, I feel like, right? I feel like Bloomberg was like, you know, nobody had like many complaints in New York when he was running the show.
That's how I feel, but I'm like not tapped in enough.
Yeah.
I didn't have any
but that's what
with
I mean.
It, but
so like, again, with on surface level, you know, I've lived here under his entire term, and I never was like, oh my God, the city's unsafe and the money, you know, no one, the economy's all that shit. It was like, we're all good. He just wanted to get rid of fucking soda and sugar. And the fat people got upset about that. And there was that time that he strapped a fucking air conditioner to his SUV. Remember that move? That was awesome. People were complaining that he was like letting his car run and that it was like causing, you know, carbon emissions. So he took a fucking window unit AC and put it in his SUV and like ran an extension cord to plug. That was awesome. That move was great. So I always thought, you know, maybe Bloomberg would be the answer. And boy, was I wrong. He got decapitated in 10 seconds last night. Elizabeth Warren, that pit bull, that old broad is feisty, coming in hot. When she was like, oh, let's talk about the pig-headed billionaire who calls horse-faced lesbians and has skeletons in his closet.
We will have Donald Trump for another 4 years, and we can't stand that.
So I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Yo, Zod, did you see what I tweeted last night? The Ether video?
Oh, wait, the guy that remixed, the guy that made the song. Oh, yeah,
go pull that up. Elizabeth Warren came in so hot last night, and I really, I honestly feel like they probably had like an agreement going into it. All the other candidates were like, let's first things first, let's all gang up on the billionaire, get rid of him so that they don't basically, I mean, he could have been his own version of Trump if he didn't just completely commit political career suicide last night, if he was more prepared. But she came in so hot. Think about this. She came in so hot that some dude from Black Twitter grabbed her soundbite and put the fucking ether beat over her speech. Drop that song.
Who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Democrats so good.
Are not going to
What
win.
A move that is. If that is that is not- great internet content right there. I honestly feel like you could take any you know, blunt speech and put the ether beat behind it and everyone would be like, oh shit. But that was perfect. The cadence, the delivery, the beat drops.
The timing.
It was perfect. The way she was like, and no, and it was like, boom, boom, you know, it was perfect internet serendipity. But I mean, if you would have told me that Elizabeth Warren would be getting the ether treatment on the internet, I mean, you know, credit to her for coming in hot, because she didn't stand down to nobody last night. But Bloomberg, I mean, it's almost like he didn't realize he was running for president. It's like he didn't realize he was going to be in a presidential debate last night. And maybe he was not prepared for everyone to gang up on him. But man, you gotta come up with something better than that. He had a couple moments where the audience was like audibly groaning. Like I thought they were gonna start throwing like lettuce and tomatoes at him and start booing him and shit. He was not impressive at all last night. At one point when he was like, well, you know, a couple girls didn't like my jokes. Like, yikes, that's not good. And at one point, I legitimately thought the entire panel was gonna bully that man into just releasing everyone from their NDA agreements. That was some crazy shit. Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, everybody was like, release them. Say it right now on TV. Release them from their NDAs. I don't think that's how it works. I don't think Mike Bloomberg can just stand there and be like, you are released. It's like Michael Scott declaring bankruptcy. I declare bankruptcy. That's not how it works.
Been nice to some women. Doesn't cut it. The mayor has to stand on his record. And what we need to know is exactly what's lurking out there. He has gotten some number of women, dozens, who knows, to sign non-disclosure agreements, both for sexual harassment and for gender discrimination in the workplace. So, Mr. Mayor, are you willing to release all of those women from those non-disclosure agreements so we can hear their side of the story?
Yikes. Yikes. I mean, but like, don't you think, again, if you're running for president, don't you think that there's somebody on your like campaign staff that's like, all right, you're at some point we're going to have this NDA issue. Like, what are you going to do? He had no goddamn answers. It was just a public execution. That debate last night from Mike Bloomberg would have gone better if someone chopped his head off with an axe. If an axe just shoom, decapitated him on stage, it would have been a better performance than what actually happened last night. And also, I don't know where his teeth are. I don't know where Mike Bloomberg's teeth are. I don't know what's up with his lips. He's got the white people non-existent lips, but somehow you also can't see his teeth. Very off-putting. And he got the whiny voice. I don't know what I was thinking, ever thinking that Bloomberg maybe could pull this off. I just thought, you know, straight cash, homie. Like, the only part I did appreciate last night was when everyone's going on and on about how billionaires made too much money and billionaires shouldn't exist and we have to change the system. And he was like, shut up. It's like, we're not going to become communists, so just stop it. I'm like, yeah, all right. I get that, because we're wasting our time talking about, you know, getting rid of capitalism. It ain't fucking happening. So why don't you focus on, you know, something else that's tangible so you can actually beat Trump. That's what I got a kick out of, though. Elizabeth Warren and company being like, we can't have this guy stand up to Donald Trump. We can't have the billionaire with skeletons in his closet go up against the other billionaire with skeletons in his closet who already won. He's probably your best bet. Just fight fire with fire and have an idiot go against an idiot. I don't know, man. They got, I feel like no matter who comes out of that camp, they got no fucking shot. It's just going to be a cakewalk. I mean, Trump's probably salivating at the thought of getting any of those morons on stage. I don't know what it is about Trump. You can't say that Trump's like well-spoken. Half the time he's like using words that aren't even real. But the way he says it and the way he delivers it, he just doesn't give a fuck and says it with confidence. Whereas everyone else is, that one girl who nobody even knows was like shaking last night. She was like trembling. I'm like, what the fuck is, what are you doing? I don't know. The whole thing is great entertainment. But when I start to think about like, well, this is actually like this determines like the future. Like, oh, not so great. 833-85-STOOL if you want to call up. I don't want to get like political with it, but if you want, if you watched the debate last night and you got some entertainment value out of it, or you got some funny shit to talk about, let's do it. I don't know how to, nor do I want to go into all the specifics of politics and whatnot, but anything you got on the debate, call us up. What do you got, Bill from Colorado?
Hey, Casey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
I don't want to get into the politics of it all. You know, that's not why I'm calling in. I want to call in because I think there's value in talking about the politics, though.
Sure. You know,
one thing
what
I've been trying to do for years now, I think it's a circus. It's almost like sport. Like, there's so much stuff that's happening.
Well, that's why, we used to kind of like, again, when Trump was first running, it became like blog, like Barstool content. Like, we were jumping around, we were jumping on the train joking about it before you start to realize that there are, some bad repercussions if you, you put the wrong person in power and whatever. So, there's a fine line between it being entertainment value and realizing that there's real life shit going on.
Yeah. And I've been covering this arena for years now. I've been working in politics. I've worked on every level of politics. And, I've reached out to Dave before. I've talked to PFT before, trying to get more into like Barstool politics. And I don't know, just seeing you guys talk about it today, I feel like there's a real room for it.
Well, Riggs used to do Riggs was our politics guy. That's how he got in. And then obviously made his inroads into golf. And that's, really, while it is certainly a very popular realm to make content, and there's certainly, internet content to be made, it's the last thing I would want to do. Credit to you for trying it. I hear what you're saying about there being an avenue, but you're inevitably going to piss off somebody. You're going to have people in your mentions and beating down your door. And it's just, you can't win. You can't win in that realm. And Riggs always did a good job of playing it down the middle. I think, pretty much everybody here that I know of is, pretty middle, pretty moderate, probably leaning a little bit left. Now, as some more people get some money in their pocket, I wouldn't be surprised to see some people lean a little bit right. Dave last night making a video where they said like we're gonna propose a heavy tax for anyone who has a net worth over $50 million, and Dave is in the background filming on his phone going boo, which is funny, but
now.
It's funny, but it's realistic all at the same time. It's very easy to talk about taxing the rich and getting rid of millionaires and billionaires when you're not one. So there are certainly ways you can do content around politics, but it's not easy, and you're always on eggshells, or you're always pissing somebody off, and it takes a very dedicated person. If you're that dude and you think you can do it, I say make some content, make some videos, write some blogs. Election cycle coming up, so now would be the time to do it, but
one thing I've always liked about Barstool is that it takes content for like sports, and it's not just like ESPN. It's by normal people for normal people, and we don't have that in our country for politics. It's always through filters of MSNBC, which is left, or Fox News, which is right. We don't have just people saying, "Hey, here's what's going on, guys."
Right. I know, and that's the problem, is that news is not the news anymore, and it's all skewed one way or the other. But it's also going to be very, very difficult to change that, because the horse is already out of the barn on this one. I just like the sport of it. Watching I don't think I could do the debates, because I would never stop talking. When they all raise their hands and they all just sit there like call on me, and then there's that scramble to like control the floor, and inevitably like four or five people always bow out and the one person gets to speak their mind. I would never let that happen. I would never. That's, to me, that's just like, well, you just lost. That's an L right there. You're letting Elizabeth Warren talk over you. You're letting Joe Biden take the floor from you. I would just like look to the sky, keep just screaming my points, and be a petulant child about it. I don't know if I would win the debate, but you ain't getting a word in over me, man. I gotta have a moderator tell me, like, shut the fuck up. It's someone else's turn. But there's no way I'm just gonna, like, you know, cede the microphone to someone else. Get out of here. That ain't how it's gonna work. So, I mean, if I could get more of that, sure. I mean, what do you think? Mike Bloomberg wakes up this morning and he's just like, well, that didn't go good. Like, do you think his people are like, you know, like, I feel like all these guys are surrounded by yes men and people who just want to be on the campaign trail and the gravy train, especially when you got like a billionaire. But you think, well, even those people are really like, hey, Mike, you great job out there tonight.
He really thought that Instagram ads were going to get it done.
I mean, that's the thing, is his ad, everyone was like, well, performance last night not matching up with your Instagram ads, because your Instagram ads are saying one thing and putting out this one character. And then last night was a guy who last night felt like a dude who was a billionaire who was just like, yeah, let me try this out. And then he showed up to a live debate like not knowing a single fucking thing to say. It looked like he put me up there. It was just like, hey, fill in. He looked like a fill in. Look like a last second fill-in, except he's a billionaire who wanted to be taken seriously. That to me was like the politicians being like, well, I don't like you, you don't like me, we're all fighting, but let's get together and make sure the independent billionaire can't play our game. Get out of our sandbox, you know. But it also made me realize, like, it signaled that we are on you know, the campaign trail now, and that all, as if the internet hasn't been, you know, politicized and polarized enough, we are back on the election trail here, and it is like, oh God, it's gonna be a long year, man. Long year of content. As Airsoft Fatty strolls through the doors of Barstool HQ with his buddy, I believe named Aaron. If you're following Roan right now, if you're not following Roan, It's a travesty. Go follow Roan right now. He has Airsoft Fatty, who, if you don't know him, he's an internet 1.0 legend who went viral, like, I don't know, a decade or so ago, making a Star Wars video where he was fighting with a lightsaber. Roan has taken him under his wing, brought him to New York, and you see homegirl with the backpack there? She is an Airsoft Fatty admirer.
Nice.
I don't want to use the G word and be you know, disrespectful, but I think she's an Airsoft Fatty groupie, which I just can't believe exists. Now, at the same time, apparently I've been told that Airsoft Fatty has more YouTube subscribers than all of Barstool Sports. So my man is killing the game when it comes to his YouTube views. He's got a heart of gold. He's the nicest dude in the world. I would love nothing more than for the internet to reward him for all his years of, like, internet loyalty. And he just said he just wants to be – that's what Roan's doing. He said, bring me to New York. I want to be an influencer. I want to make money making funny internet videos. How do I do it? And he's done it with a heart of gold. He's the nicest cat in the world. Roan took him to the Plaza Hotel. They were dancing. They were hanging out, driving around in a limo. It was probably been the best 2 days of Airsoft Fatty's life. But he's got his girl by his side. His buddy's here. So now his buddy yesterday was supposed to fly in with Airsoft, took a heavy, heavy edible, and was so incapacitated as he got on the plane, he started to throw up before they took off. He filled up 6 barf bags. People had to keep passing theirs from rows behind, being like, here, use my bag.
Holy shit.
Well, guess what, Ro? Guess what, Za? You're not allowed to fly on a plane if you're that fucked
up. That's what I was about to ask.
So, the police show up, and apparently he was so fucked up and puking, he was screaming to the plane, this is my first time ever puking on an airplane! First time ever! Like, I popped my cherry, I'm no longer a fucking plane puke virgin! Yeah, you get kicked the fuck off. He made it here anyway, a day late, but he's still in the mix. But Airsoft Fatty, I mean, the internet is so big, it's so vast, and there's just so much room for everybody to make their own way. That, like, this cat, did you look at the YouTube's got like several hundred?
Yeah, 400K. Our main account is almost like 400K.
400,000 subscribers. He has this, like, an equal amount to the, like, now granted, we were so late on YouTube. It drives me crazy to no end. So we, you know, we'll be doing our, we'll be growing at a much faster rate in years to come. But for Airsoft to have as many subscribers as we do, I mean, what a world. What a world. Roan is just, he's just one of the best dudes. He's just like Airsoft Sherpa right now, and he's just taking him through life and just showing him how to do the damn thing. But if you haven't, go follow Roan. At one point, Airsoft Fatty was saying how he learned how to do pirouettes in ballet. He learned how to spin and how you keep your head on like a swivel. It's, I can't even describe it. It's just the funniest scene.
It's one of the greatest videos I've seen.
Isn't it? It's so simple. And he's like, so you keep your eyes, you know, ahead, and then you whip your head around. So you're basically always looking forward, even though your body is spinning. And then he starts to display it. And it was almost like a Family Guy joke where like it went on, and then it went on too long. And then it became funny again because motherfucker was still just spinning around left and right. Go over to the Barstool Radio Twitter. If you can retweet Roan for me there and get that video out there. It is some pure internet 1.0 shit, which leads me to today's topic. I just blogged about it now. There appears to be a divide right now on new internet and old internet regarding our old friend Caitlin Bennett. Kent State gun girl, poop girl, Bennett, whatever you want to call her, back in the news once again because she went to the Ohio University campus, caused a scene, and this time the students at Ohio really gave it to her. Now, for the first time ever, I'm going to take poop girl side. You shouldn't be throwing shit at her. You can't be throwing things at people. You can't show up on a campus and get, you know, albeit toilet paper, funny joke. You can't be throwing things at people. You can't touch anybody. You can't fight anybody. You can't throw things. You can't spit. You really can't even, you shouldn't even like intimidate and scare. Like the mob shouldn't be descending on her, and she should not feel unsafe or whatever. That's not cool. That's honestly weird. Like no matter how much I hated someone or wanted to speak out against someone, I don't think I'd ever be doing it in like a threatening manner. So we need to dead that, because honestly, not only is that just deplorable behavior, but it also gives her leverage and ammo and lets her flip the narrative. Because what's going on right now on the internet is people seem to think that if we don't talk about her, she's going to go away. I constantly see this because, you know me, I'm always fighting with her. And so I'm always getting in the mentions and getting in the mud. And people are always like, stop doing this, because you're giving her attention. You're giving her what she wants. You're furthering her. You're building her up. You're giving, you know, you're the problem. And I don't know whether that's people who are new to the gun girl game. I don't know whether that's people who are new to the internet and just don't understand how it works. But that girl had a following before she ever started getting clowned. The reason why she does get clowned is because, unfortunately, but I got to tip my cap to her, she found her fan base. She rallies the crazy, you know, political right. And she has hundreds of thousands of followers and gets probably, you know, several million views on her videos. The reason why people know who she is, the reason why people know when they see her that they're, you know, they're going to fight back and argue and debate, is because she already has her following. Me talking about it is not the problem. The problem is she already found the people who sympathize with her and believe her bullshit. So I think of it as pick your poison. You can either have her make her videos successfully, in which she has control of the edit, she has control of the way it gets put out there, she makes everyone she interviews look stupid, she makes the entire, you know, other side of the aisle look idiotic, and then she continues to push all her drivel about fucking guns and abortion and LGBTQ and trans and all these things that she hates. Or we can do what we've been doing, which is, I mean, when was the last time you saw videos of her that was not her getting clowned?
Ooh.
Right? I mean, yeah, that's all we see now. Yeah. So I would rather have her reputation be one of, have you seen how no college students fall for her shtick anymore? Have you seen that cop who hit her with some real life adult fucking, you know, knowledge? They're chanting at her. They're making poop jokes. I'd rather that be the only Caitlin Bennett content out there, then let her successfully get her videos off. Because the first videos were the ones where she wasn't getting clowned, and she did say, you know, I'm you know, supporter of the Second Amendment and this, that, and the other thing, and she found her niche. So no, talking about her is not the problem. stopping any sort of videos or jokes is not going to fix the problem. She's not going away. Once you are, once you establish yourself like that, you don't go away. It's almost like us, like on the other side of the spectrum in a good way, like the Blue Check Brigade and the people who want to get rid of us, you can't. It's too late. We're too popular. And I'm not going to put her on our level, but in her world, she's found her popularity. She's not going anywhere. So the way to fight back is to never fall for her shtick, continually make fun of her, continually get in the way of her trying to do her stupid man on the street stuff, and make it so that her name is synonymous with, you know, getting dunked on, which is what it's been for the past couple months. You think of that girl, you think of the videos you've seen, it's just her getting dunked on. It used to be, you know, this is, we knew her whole story because she was putting out these full videos. And I just want people to understand, you can be conservative, right, Republican, gun owner, all that shit, and hate that girl. It's okay. As Ebony squishes her tits up against the glass. What's up, girl? We got a little sidetracked there. You can do those things at the same time. You can be a proud gun owner, and if you're a reasonable, respectable person who you're not just like an antagonistic troll, you should be like, nah, that girl, that's some bullshit. To me, there is a wild, like, it's not political with her. It's just, this is, you're in the mud. We're just talking about the internet game. We're just talking about making videos, going viral, getting clicks, getting views. I don't give a shit about your politics. She could be on the other side of things. If she did the same, if she had the same tactics, I would say she's an asshole for that. All she does is show up to places she's not invited with people who don't want her there, with people who don't agree with her viewpoints, and then she trolls them. And for the most part, people have caught on, and they always reply in a very, calm manner. They always just kind of make her end up looking stupid. But this was the first instance where people took it too far, and then they end up looking stupid. And now she can go out there and talk about she called them terrorists, and like, you know, she went and cried to the president on Twitter and said she's coming back with an army of gun owners. I'm like, all right, well, this is starting to sound bad. This is where shit is going to end in tragedy if we're going to have people showing up on campuses like, quote unquote, army of gun owners. And you got a bunch of other idiots on the other side who are the radical left who are instigating as well. And like, God forbid anything ever, you know, really happens. But if you're telling me, you know, the choice is either let her do her thing with InfoWars and Liberty, whatever. And Sandy Hook deniers, and every time there's a mass shooting, she's going to be out there parading around talking about, I still want to own my guns. Or we can just keep making fun of her and basically like stopping her before she ever gets there. I'll take option B. Bubble in
you
B.
Pooped your pants.
That's what's so funny is that it's such a childish joke. It's so sophomoric. It's so idiotic, but it almost becomes funny. And in a weird way, it becomes kind of like brilliant because she, like, how bad at this do you have to be to let that silly of a rumor affect you this deeply? I mean, it honestly lends credence to the fact that maybe it's not a rumor because, you know, usually you can make up the craziest rumor about me. I'm not going to like take offense to it and deny it and fight it when it's not actually true. So either it's true or you've done a horrible job of handling yourself. It's like Bloomberg last night. It's like, how have you not figured out any sort of retort at this point that actually quiets this down and doesn't further it, you moron? So I don't know. I mean, it's veiled politics. So a lot of people will, you know, if you don't like her, you're lib, you're a cuck, you're snowflake. It's like, no, man, I just don't like this asshole. And the other thing that bothers me is when these people like quiz you back, like you have to know everything about the Constitution, the amendments, the statistics, the facts. Like, I have to be an encyclopedia to know that this person sucks. No, no. You can see right through this. It's the most transparent shtick in the world. You show up to places with people who don't like you. When has there ever been? When was the reverse? When has anybody ever shown up to a gun girl event? It doesn't happen because nobody would. But she shows up places where she knows she can stir the pot to stay relevant and stay in the news and all that shit. But all we have to do now is make sure that her relevance is nothing more than her getting clowned. So do it in a respectful manner. Don't touch. Don't hurt. Don't scare. Don't intimidate. Just don't let her win at her shtick. And you don't need to defend yourself or know the answer to every fucking question about gun control to know that that girl is just looking for attention and clicks. Her whole shtick. I mean, that I said in my blog, there needs to be a word for this. And maybe there is. Maybe it might just be trolling. But people who put out their content in such a way that they know if you ever push back on them, they can just be like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just here to talk about XYZ. I'm here to talk about my freedom of speech. I'm here to talk about guns. What are you talking about? And they play the victim. They play the woe is me card. And they're smart about it. They never cross a line in such a way that they can ever be painted as the bad guy when push really comes to shove. I need a word for that. I guess it's kind of trolling. But, you know, there are these buzzword terms, gaslighting and the whatever, where people just know what you mean. It's one word that kind of captures the entire essence of what someone's doing. We need a word for that kind of shit, because that way people can just say, yeah, that girl's doing XYZ. And that means, you know, you're a transparent asshole who's just running the same old shtick trying to get attention. And we know you're going to play the victim card. We know you're going to fall back on some broad defense like freedom of speech. And in the end, we all just know that you're, you know, an asshole who's full of shit. You're like a brainwashed child who wants attention, and you found a little bit of it over here, and you're going to push that agenda at all costs, no matter what, no matter who it affects or who it upsets. I guess that word would just be, you're an asshole. I guess society already has a word for that. You're a dickhead. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, I'll get to your calls. 833-85-STOOL. If you're on hold, hang on. I'll get to your calls, and I'll carry you through another half hour before Chicks in the Office take over. It's the Kevin Clancy Show on Sirius XM. Come on back.
You pooped your pants. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every step I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name.
Grab a beer. It's Miller time. Anytime you're listening to CCK, whether it's live on the radio every day or during the best of, it's best to do it with your friends. Have some laughs, share some stories, talk about the show, just like me, Casey, Jared, Fights, everybody does. We kick back, we have some laughs, we tell some stories, we ask some questions, we have some good debate, and we do it all while sipping on a Miller Lite on Fridays usually. That's what we like to do. That's what you should like to do. Miller Lite is the premier beer when it comes to socializing with your friends. As long as you're sitting around with family members or close loved ones, sipping on some Miller Lite, it's always a good time. You know you're going to enjoy yourself. You know you're going to enjoy your beer. You know you're going to enjoy your conversation, because Miller Lite is the OG social media. The original social media platform is you with a cold one in your hand, sipping a Miller Lite with your best buds, with your girl, with your family, with whoever it may be. Miller Lite, it is 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces, just 96 calories, brewed in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Celebrate and drink responsibly. Enjoy that Miller Lite, because I know I am.
Time to talk about a real game changer, RevTown Jeans. RevTown Jeans were created by a few former Under Armour guys who helped launch the performance apparel industry 25 years ago. They left the sports world and headed off to Milan, Italy, where they combined the science of sporty fashion fabrics, performance fabrics, with the art of Italian fashion. In mixing these two worlds, they created the Holy Grail of jeans, premium Italian denim infused with a flexible athletic yarn so that their jeans look and feel just the way the jeans are designed to, only without the squeeze and just enough stretch in the right places to move with you and stay in place. In the past, for athletes or anyone who works out, buying jeans was a nightmare. Constantly sizing up to fit your thighs and butt, or stuffing yourself into the stiff skinny jeans, either way, wasn't a good look. RevTown not only solved the sizing dilemma with jeans, but they put their denim onto some NASA level type shit. They got the stretchy, soft inside fabric that's insanely comfortable. So you'll look sharp on the outside, but you'll feel like you're wearing your favorite pair of sweats. RevTown jeans cost a fraction of the price of designer brands, and they deliver them to your doorstep for free. You can pick up a pair at RevTownUSA.com/barstool. That's RevTownUSA.com/barstool. All right, we're back.
a quick little solo hour for me here on Sirius. Casey and the Rocket are out. I'm in. Chicks in the Office will be back in action on their normal slot coming up in just about 25 minutes. So, and then, of course, Barstool Radio after that. Let's get to your calls. 833-85-STOOL is the phone number. We were talking about Bloomberg's performance on the debate last night. Gun girl going viral once again. You know, anything else you want to talk about, let's get into it. 833-85-STOOL is the phone number. We'll start off with Mike from Massachusetts. What's up?
KFC, we got to talk. Before we even get into anything, you got to do more solo shows.
Well, you know, I mean, I do it when I can. I like my co-hosts. They enjoy it. They do a good job. But when I do get the opportunity,
I'm not ripping a co-host. I know that.
No, I mean, I when I get the opportunity, I certainly do relish it. Right now, I got a lot on my plate, man. I do like 4 fucking podcasts and a radio show and the Rundown, and I'm trying to work blogging back into it. So, if I, you know, adding another show is probably not on the table, but I do like the chance to stretch the wings a little bit and go solo when I can.
Fair enough. But as far as Gun Girl here, the Kent State chick, number one rule for mail time, she's an asshole.
Yeah, it's just like be normal. And I actually, I say this all the time, and I think some people think that I'm just being patronizing or talking shit. I really do feel like she was a kid when she started doing this shit. She was in college. Like, I feel like she's been...
That's not even a kid, though.
Well, I mean, no, you know what I mean? You're right. But what I'm saying is that, you know, you're young enough to basically be... Like, she was politicized and brainwashed and, like, told. And you know, she gets a little bit of quote-unquote fame from this. And, you know, decides to push this agenda and get down with, you don't just like get down with Alex Jones and InfoWars, like without, you know, being persuaded or pushed or manipulated. Yeah. And maybe, or, you know, and if you do, then she's a bigger asshole than I even thought. But part of me thinks that, you know, she was raised in a way, in a family, in a town, in a city, whatever, that kind of glamorizes all this. And it's like, don't you think, you know, an 18, 19, 20, whatever, something year old girl she is now, don't you think she'd rather just be like, drinking wine with her friends and fucking chasing boys and like hanging out and living a normal life rather than pushing this AR-15 agenda.
Yeah,
you know, it's just
don't
like
be a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, it's just weird, man. And like, it's smart the way these people do it, where they always can go like, "What? I'm just making a video for my followers." It's like, no, come on, right. Shut the fuck up. We know what you're doing.
She's hiding behind like her whole, you know, her persona, I guess.
You hide behind the freedom of speech. You hide behind 2A, and you know, then you play the bullying card, and that's why people have to be very careful about the way in which they combat her shit. That's why I say don't ever touch or scare or intimidate or any of that. Just do it. The last couple videos that came out were perfect, where the people were just like, "What are you talking about? This is weird. I'm gonna go now," and it was like, "Yeah. Done. That's it. Be normal." The best way to combat her is to be normal back at her, because she's not. She's not normal. She's an asshole.
Just beat her with the normal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, all right. Do more solo shows. All right.
All right, dude. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. We got Jackson from Oklahoma. What's up, Jackson?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
So back to the debate, and I know you're not wanting to get political and everything. I was just curious on your thoughts. About, do you think Elizabeth Warren has the same strategy of attacking Trump like she does Bloomberg? Just go after his personal life?
I think, from what I've seen, again, not knowing anything, I don't think that's a good idea, because it hasn't fucking worked. Anybody who's gone that route, he just says, like, yeah, I don't really care. And neither do his followers, neither do his people, his constituents. And it doesn't seem to matter, no matter what dirt you pull up on him. Now, I do feel like it will work, like, to weed someone like Bloomberg out before you reach that level, because it did seem like people responded to it. Maybe people are like, well, we can't do this again. But it seems like, you know, they've grandfathered him in with, like, it doesn't really matter what his past is. It doesn't matter what's happened with women. It doesn't matter what he's said and done. It's just like, well, he's bulletproof, man. He's Teflon. Nothing sticks to the dude.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, it's going to be a clown show, and everyone kind of knows that. But
well, it always has been, bro, and it always will be. It's just that it's all on a much more accessible stage right now. Let's get back to Phil from Texas.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good, dude. What you got?
You know, as a proud Second Amendment supporter, concealed carry holder, I fucking hate this girl.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But look bad.
Yes, you can
be. She makes
be,
all this look bad.
Right. You can be, as long as you are a rational, reasonable person with your firearms, I think that you can say, I don't like you. And I actually, I sympathize with people like you because she does, whether you like it or not, when on the internet, at least in my demographic or whatever, when people think of like the face of pro guns, it's that girl. And I wouldn't want that if I were you.
No, it makes the rest of us that, you know, just want to go on with our day. We just want to go work our jobs and go enjoy, whether it's hunting, target shooting, whatever it is. And
right.
She just makes all of us look like we're all some sort of crazy, you know, hyper-conservative, hyper, yep. You know, we yep. need to have cannons in our house.
Right. And the way it's like, you know, there's a time and a place for it. And like, you know, her and her like white dress with her fucking automatic weapon hanging off her back. And especially what really drove me nuts with her and what always like started this for me is when there would be like, you know, a day after a mass shooting. You know, people are literally like burying loved ones from the latest shooting. And I understand that's the time where the debates really get riled up the most. But she's out mm-hmm. here kind of like, you know, makes a mockery of it to people who are still like mourning lost loved ones. Like, Jesus Christ, have a little bit of tact in your political statements, right. You know?
There's a time and a place for it all, right? You know,
right.
I mean, you wouldn't go into somebody who... You wouldn't go to Ryan Newman's house after he's been in that tragic crash and talk about how we need to ban NASCAR.
Yes,
and all this,
right,
this
right.
Stuff. You know, I mean, you wouldn't do that, right? It's a time and a place thing.
Right.
Look, man, keep doing the solo shows. Anytime you do want to come shoot some guns, man, you ever find yourself down in Texas, man, give us a call.
All right, appreciate it, man. I mean, that's the bigger point. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not a gun dude. I went to a gun range in South Carolina once and, you know, fired them and kind of had a, you know, I had a fun, quick experience where you feel like you're in the movies for a second, but I didn't get like the rush and the itch the way that some people do. And so, you know, just not my scene. I mean, I don't think anybody would be surprised by that, you know, card carrying member of the Beta Boy Club here. I'm not really, you know, feeling like a gangster when I fire a gun, but you know, certainly not. I don't want to get all political again, but just like, can't we all agree that like, we should just make it a little bit harder? Like you guys won't even give, you know, an inch on that one. Whatever. I don't want to go down that whole road. But we got Gabby on the line. Our girl Gabby. You're just Gabby now. That's it. I'm not doing it anymore. you're part of the family, and I'm grown up, and I've matured. How are you, Gabby?
I'm good, Kevin. How are you, babe?
I'm good. What's up?
So literally, as someone that has been called ugly on the internet, you know, my husband's friends found out about it. My coworkers now know when I met David Derby.
Oh, fuck. Don't make me, you know, I feel bad now.
Yeah.
But in fairness, you called me ugly first, so.
They love it. Everyone thinks it's hilarious.
Okay.
As someone who has been called ugly on the internet, there's literally nothing worse than being known as someone who shit your pants.
It's tough.
We cannot stop calling her poop girl.
I mean.
Anytime she is anywhere, mm-hmm. we have to continue.
If she's going to continue, like, I don't believe, who was it? Tommy Lahren once went to brunch in New York City. She was just sitting at the table eating brunch and someone threw a glass of champagne in her face. Not cool. Can't do that. You can't stop people from like living their everyday lives by harassing them and bothering them. But if you show up to a parade, a rally, a convention, a town hall, whatever it may be, with a camera and a microphone, and you're antagonizing and instigating, well, it's free, it's open season, and everybody should lean on the poop girl diaper thing because it seems to work. It clearly gets to her.
We cannot stop. We must unite.
It's true. It's like, this is the cause. This is it. I mean, it's too easy. And the beauty of that is it's relatively harmless. You know, it's like, you're not calling out her looks or religion or anything like that. It's like, well, we heard you poop your pants. And
you're an asshole.
Yeah.
You fucking deserve it.
100%. So, listen, I wish those people were right. I wish it was a world where if people stopped talking about her, it would just disappear and the fire would be put out. But it's not. Like, if we stop doing it, all that happens is she just goes back to making successful videos. So if I ever for one second thought we could, you know, suffocate this and end it, let's do it. But I know how the internet works. That ain't going to be it.
Who wants to when she shit her pants? Rub it in that bitch's face.
It's just too fun.
Fuck you, poop girl.
That's our girl, Gabby. You know, I there really is, I feel like a new wave of people who haven't, you know, seen this from the beginning. And so, yeah, I could imagine if you're watching and learning about her for the first time and you just see a mob of people going at it, you know, you might sympathize. But when you realize that this is, you know, years of behavior, basically asking for it, it really changes the entire, you know, dynamic. Chase from St. Louis. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to quickly, first off, shout out Bud Light Seltzer, having one on my lunch break to get me through the day.
Absolutely.
Number two, do you see any correlation between, you know, the kind of non-political correctness, you know, don't give a fuck attitude between Portnoy and Trump? I mean, I just see, like, when they're on both on Twitter, they don't give a fuck
Chase,
who they're talking to.
Chase, do I see the similarities? I've been beating this drum since the fucking last election. It's uncanny. It really is. It's like, I mean, Trump has taken it to a political level, to the goddamn White House, but, you know, Dave's doing it on more of a business and content approach. But there are a lot of fucking people out there, middle America, most of the country, basically, who just want to, you know, shoot me straight. Don't be too, touchy, crack some jokes and, keep it real. And whether or not he actually does that or they actually do it, that's what they present to people. And it fucking works. And that's why all the other stuff doesn't seem to stick. And it's the same thing with Dave. And obviously not on the same level. Like, you know, if you get into the politics of it all, like there are some dark things and some bad things that go on. Whereas, you know, with Dave, it's much more just like, do you like, you know, his internet feud? Which side are you on? Or do you like the pizza reviews? Whatever. But yeah,
exactly,
I mean,
exactly.
There's been videos of Dave doing all sorts of shit recently. Nobody fucking cares because they know, you know, they like the guy and that's all that seems to matter. And everything just keeps going up, up, up. I mean, I'm riding the wave. I'm happy to just jump on, see how high it goes.
And absolutely, at the end of the day, the only thing that people really care about is the end product. And there's a direct correlation between how they react and how they say things, and they're just not pussies about it.
Yeah.
I mean, plain and simple, they're just not pussies.
And you know what?
I listen to Barstool.
You could even make the argument that in some ways, a guy like Trump does have a lot of insecurities in certain ways, but the way you present yourself, if it doesn't seem that way, that's what matters. And I'm sure you could be like, no, he is a pussy because of this, that, and the other thing. But when you carry yourself differently or say otherwise and convince people of otherwise, that's all that matters. It's all just like marketing. It's all just, it's all a spin zone.
It's almost the same thing, and I'll end on this, but like it's almost the same thing with like even in the rundown yesterday. I don't know, Marty Mush said something about, you know, my shadow is hot.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it
confident.
Stupid.
Yes.
But he said it so confidently that he shuts people up.
You have to realize that no matter how
Marty's being successful.
Yes. No matter how stupid you may be, if you say it with confidence and say it definitively, it makes you go, well, wait a minute, maybe I'm the idiot. Maybe I'm the stupid one. And there's a lot of fucking dumb people out there. There's a lot of, as stupid as you think somebody may be, there's literally millions of other people who are way stupider who are going to fall for this
absolutely.
Shit or follow it to the end of time. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely see the similarities. Thanks for the call, man. It's a good one for me having, you know, been in business with them. It's also a fucking scary one when you think about I mean, Kirk Minahan has said he thinks there's like a 5% chance Dave Portnoy can one day be in office. I mean, that's about, 4.9% too high for my liking. But yeah, man, I mean, that's the game. I don't know. But then, you know, you also look at like Bloomberg last night and it's like, well, there is some X factor and some other things you need to do other than just like be rich and throw your name in the ring. Will from New York, what you got?
Hey, KSC, just wanted to say love mail time. Thanks for bringing it back. Quickly on Bloomberg, I feel like what I learned from the debate last night is you always remember how hypocritical all these politicians are. The Democrats have been saying for months all they want to do is beat Trump. To me, Bloomberg's the best bet, right? He's got all the money in the world to do it. He's got all the power. He can manipulate the voting population however he wants to do it, and he's got nothing to lose. So it just goes to show you all these politicians are so self-interested, and it's just getting it's such a boring cycle to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's where a lot of people can't relate to any of it, to be honest. So I mean, we'll see what happens. Again, I'm not even speaking politically or whatever. I just it's entertainment value at this point. It's something to watch on TV. It's something to tweet about. It's a cultural event at this point. And, you know, I think sometimes people forget what actually is, you know, what it actually is for. But so I speaking of mail time, as we wrap up here, the number of people who have guessed my friend who wears the Spanx is very funny. I mean, I wrote a blog and I on Mail Time, I did a bit about this friend, and we've been talking about it on radio for the past couple of days. The amount of texts I've gotten in the past like 48 hours being like, is it so and so? Is it so and so? And all of them are dead ass correct. You know, I guess my one friend, his reputation certainly precedes him.
they all nailed it.
There was not one incorrect guess. And the amount of people who have reached out talking about adult bingo, which is the premise, the idea that once you're 30 plus and you're married with kids and all your friends are washed up, every time you go out, you can predict the five or six topics of conversation that are going to pop up. And they're all just so depressing and so pathetic and not interesting. And so many people, I got at least like four people yesterday, like bam, 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 like tweet, text, DM, text, being like, this is so accurate, but I'm not even like, I was going to send it to my group chat, but I can't because it's like too accurate. And you're basically like calling out your friends for,
oh yeah, I'm terrified of the next potluck.
Yeah. They're gonna be like, oh, what'd you bring? I guess, Mr. Fucking, I don't like the potluck over here. Yeah. But like, you know what, you know why it works? Because it is true. And they know it too. Like, but and even in the episode of Mail Time, we were trashing all five topics and ended up discussing all five topics because we're washed. You can't stop it. Like, I look at Zah. Zah's out there every fucking weekend dancing and blacked out and watching sports, partying, fucking chicks, hanging out, having a good time. One day it's going to come for you, too. And you'll be talking about the fucking blinds that you bought for your house.
I just looked at the list and I talk about none of those.
It's coming. It's coming. I promise you, you'll be talking about your new crock pot, and you'll be talking about what you had to pay the real estate broker to get your new place, and like how's your kids and all that shit, because eventually that's all that life
is. It's just beer and soccer for Zah right now.
Yeah, it's right. A beautiful beer, thing. Soccer beer, soccer girls, yes. Right.
Yeah, simple.
And I don't know, I actually have a buddy in my crew who he's held out. He's got a wonderful girlfriend, but he's not engaged yet. And we always were kind of like, oh, this is the year. This is the year. And he just kept holding out, and he kept partying and kept having fun and kept going out when all of us just like kind of, you know, followed the normal course of life. And we used to make fun of him. And now we realize he's the smart one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Zah, I want to be like Billy Madison. Like, I am stay here.
I'm turning 30 this year, so I am getting up there in age. But I am holding on for as
age is
long
in your heart, man.
Can.
Age is not on your driver's license. Yep. It's not on your birth certificate. It's a state of mind.
Oh yeah.
It's basically be single is really what it is. You know, guys will just do beer, soccer, and chicks forever as long as the chick, as long as it's chicks. With a plural. Uh-huh. As soon as it becomes chick, and then you go down that road, that's where, you know, usually the rest of the other stuff dries up. But and also when you're working here, you know, Peter Pan, you're never growing up. You get a good gig, you get in. And that's why everyone's talking about my guy TJ, who took himself out of the Dave Portnoy running in record time. Dave wanted him to be his guy, and he said that I live too far away, which is a shit. You know, that's a shame. It sucks. But I also feel like if you really want it, you like figure out an apartment situation.
Yeah,
no,
right?
Like let me crash with you for 6 months while I get this thing going with Dave, and then I'll have enough money to get my own apartment.
I'd assume that job comes with a pay bump too. Right?
You would think enough to get an apartment in the city like the rest of us around here. So I wonder if he didn't think that one fully through. But that was like 10 seconds, right? Dave was like, "You want to be my guy?" He was like, "I don't live here.
Mic.
See
nope.
you later." Yeah. I was surprised that Dave even was down after, I mean, TJ is boys with Dana, and so he was all a part of the Zillion Beers movement, but this whole thing was born out of Dave saying, I don't want my producers on camera, and TJ...
That he saw him with those
TJ
glasses.
In the fucking... He looked like he was in the Hotline Bling video with the colors and the fucking glasses. I thought Dave was going to be like, you know, cut the bullshit, get back behind the computer. Instead, he liked him and wanted him, and then he didn't capitalize on it. I don't know. I don't know if maybe he knew what he was doing. part of me thinks that maybe he didn't think that through.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to him yet. I'm gonna talk to him.
Yeah. In any event, the search for Dave's guy continues on. Maybe it'll be Mike Bloomberg, who I think needs some work to do after last night. But who knows? We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. I believe Casey will be back. Maybe Feidelberg will be back in the mix. Until then, Chicks in the Office will take over right now. Go get your two bad sweatshirts. Rhea put them on sale now. And Barstool Radio coming up later in the afternoon. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Stay high.